Hey, it's Larry here from Xbox's Major Nelson. Welcome to the live episode of the official Xbox podcast. We're here in the studio. As you can see, in the center is Jeff. Yo. Over there, way on the left, is Malik. Hey, Malik.
That's right. How's it going? Oh, there you're going for a high five.
And then good to see you. Hey, but we got you. You're here. You're joining us. Unfortunately, Rebecca was going to join us today, but she took ill.
Mm. Well, no, there was an air delay in SFO. She couldn't get here.
I thought she was here and she couldn't get.
No. Like her flight was like, it was like a 5-hour
delay. She also
delay.
Wasn't feeling well.
Whatever. That's fine.
She's not here. She'll be back next week.
Well, I hope you feel better, or I hope you get a refund for your ticket.
If you're joining us, wherever you're joining us, we're on Facebook. We tried Twitter, but apparently Twitter broke. What?
Was she flying Twitter Airlines here? Maybe that's why she didn't get here.
Could be. But anyway, we have the chat here open. We got a great show for you as always. You know, Malik decided to join us. Well, I actually invited you.
I was just going to come and watch, but then you were like, do you want to do the show? Yeah. I was like, I guess.
So let's go. Okay.
Why not? Okay. Why not?
But we were hoping for this to happen.
The last time we did
the live show was at Christmas where we had our holidays. I had my holiday sweater on. I've got my non-holiday sweater on.
We all had holiday sweaters.
Yeah, we were all looking good. And it's I kind of made a commitment that we'd be back on a more regular basis.
And people have been just knocking down your door, Larry. Yeah. Where are you?
Where's the live show? Where is the live? Here we are. So
here we are.
Hello to everybody in the chat. If you're in the Twitch chat, make sure you swing by. If you're not, wherever you're watching this, we're interacting. We've got the Twitch chat here. We're going to talk to, stopping by later on, James Monosmith, who's our merchandise maven.
Oh, he's going to quite the title.
He's going to show off some new merchandise. And then, very excited. Can you show off that? Can you tease a little bit? We have, look at this, Razor. Will Powers is going to join us from Razor headquarters. We're going to beam him in. And we're going to talk about the amazing, look at the.
Let me take a look.
Are you doing this to
the
it?
Kiss okay. of the box.
It's mine now.
It's the Razor Edge. This is the 5G gaming handheld. This thing is, I'm going to talk about it because I took it on a trip. I just got back from Arizona a few days ago.
Oh, I shouldn't have kissed it.
This is my first time seeing it. It looks so sick.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
So jealous.
So queue up your questions for Will. Of course, you probably, where would they know Will Powers from? Where would they know him from?
Well, among many other places, season one. Of the tester. He was the winner.
So we'll talk to him about his brush with
fame.
You're
old if you remember that. If that meant anything to you, you've been around for a little while.
Drop it in the chat. But anyway, we usually get going by talking about standard format of the show with a few little extras here and there. We usually start with what we're playing, and that is what we are going to start with, what we're playing. So I'm going to start right with you, Jeff, because I know what you're playing.
Mm. Do you, though?
Starts with a P and ends with a 5. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I beat it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
After 113 hours, I beat
Persona 5.
Persona 5. It is in the books. It is awesome. I can't. A lot of people will hear, 100 hours. I don't want to play a game for 100 hours.
See,
the commitment pays off. Mm. This is like the poster child for commitment. You want to do it, and you can be happy. You can be happy focusing on one game for 113 hours, because I did, and it was an amazing experience start to finish. And now what's funny, I think we might have talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago, I'm hearing the voices everywhere.
Yeah.
Because really great voice actors. So I immediately jumped into Hi-Fi Rush. I'm about halfway through that, and I'm like, I think that's Goro Akechi. I think that's Futaba, who is in Persona 5, she's Futaba, and in this game, she's Peppermint.
Yep.
And I'm like, and there's even a couple of lines that are the same, which are just perfect and sort of triggered me there. So great performances, amazing game. It's on Game Pass. Start with any of them, by the way. I'm listening to a lot of people that are playing Persona 3 for the first time, Persona 4 for the first time, because they're in Game Pass now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Start wherever you like, and you will enjoy it.
If you really want to catch up on things, go back a couple weeks. Was it two episodes ago, maybe three, where you interviewed the folks from Persona 5 and talked a little bit more about that series and its importance coming to Xbox?
Yeah, they're all-time great games, and if you've never played, it's the perfect time to start. It's like sometimes you'll run into someone, you're like, wait, you've never watched Breaking Bad? You've never watched The Sopranos? Well, guess what? You've got months, and you've never read a book.
That's inside joke.
Yes,
not anymore.
If you watched the show from a few weeks ago,
talked about the show so many times. Like, you have like a whole world in front of you, and I'm jealous because I can never relive that for the first time.
I know.
So
that
that's how I feel now for the two of you. With the Persona series.
So that's what you're playing. What else?
And then, Hi-Fi Rush, like I mentioned, exhilarating game. It is, and like, after, I love how after every level, you have a break. Because I find that I need a break. I get so locked
in. Hi-fi rush, yeah.
Yes, with, you know, getting on the beat and really getting into it. But then also, there's these segments where you're on a, like, a sort of a zip line situation. And they are, like, exhilarating. They're kind of, like, reminiscent of a less punishing version of
Battletoads.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And where you're moving really quickly, but it's so beautiful. Like, I missed two or three moves per time because I'm like looking at that. I'm like, oh my, all right, I should.
Very distracting.
I need to get back into it. But it doesn't, it's not like a one hit and you're done. So it's so awesome. I think I'm about halfway, maybe a little more than halfway through.
Phenomenal game.
Have you finished?
I literally am inching my way through the game. So I think I'm just past the first, Rekka. The first boss.
Oh,
right?
Okay. So you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, I am. It's going to take me a while, but I 100% agree. The game is stunning in every way. You know, audio, obviously, with the music, and by the way, discovering new bands after my terrible take last week about Panic at the Disco and Bohemian Rhapsody.
I will not. It's not a terrible take.
I got roasted for saying that Panic at the Disco did Bohemian Rhapsody better than Queen. By the way, stand by it. But I'm just,
I roasted you.
It was deserved. It was deserved. But no, the game is amazing, and the visuals are. It's like a game of the year contender. We're just out of, like, we're just in February.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Hi-Fi Rush for just a minute because we were watching some of the gameplay a little bit earlier. I actually was down in Phoenix earlier this week for some Super Bowl activities. I'm not there for the game. Obviously, I'm back here.
You were just giving a pep talk to the teams. You know, they wanted to hear from you, and. Am I even close?
Not even close. I appreciate the thought there. No, we went out. We did this really cool event with Madden and Nike, and of course the folks from the Surface team and so forth. And I brought this device with me, the Razer Edge, and I was playing Hi-Fi Rush on 5G. So let me be very clear. I was playing Hi-Fi Rush over 5G. And this is a game that is a rhythm-based game. And it was smooth as butter. I had no problem. I was like, this is not going to work out well.
The future is now, Larry.
It was. Absolutely was.
It was great, actually, for something like Persona 5, because sometimes it's great, you know, especially if you're grinding through mementos or something, which is one of the dungeons in the game. And, you know, you can sit on the couch and you can do that. Or while you're watching football. I actually did quite a bit of that. So I would, for me, I don't have this yet. I should say yet. I don't have a
You know what they call that, right?
Edge. Foreshadowing?
When you're watching something and you're doing, it's called side screening.
I
was gonna say multitasking.
Yeah,
side screening.
Yeah.
Well, we learned something today.
There we go.
Well, yeah, I just have this laptop and it was perfect. And this is just a work laptop. There's nothing special about it. Doesn't have a 4090 in it or anything like that. And I just had my Xbox controller and I just would play it. And it was great for probably about a third of those 113 hours.
Fun.
That's impressive.
We're serious. Some of the gameplay right here. Anyway, so that's what you're playing. Are you playing anything else, or should we get over to Malik?
No, Malik.
Well, I was going to say, I actually haven't been playing games, but if I were playing games, you know what it would be, Apex, which gives me a great time to talk about the amazing update that they just announced for Season 16, also known as the 4th anniversary of the game.
Wow. How has it been
I don't know. Like, I remember the day it came out, the shadow dropped, the stream, where everyone was like, what is happening? And then they announced the game. And ever since then, I've been playing Lifeline. Quicha Winjin. That's my Lifeline impression.
That's very good.
You think so? Okay, yeah. Because I annoy the randos in the lobbies because I get into the character of Lifeline.
Thank you.
Let me tell you.
Oh, first of all, before you continue, I want to thank everybody. Apparently, Twitter, the engineers on Twitter heard our plea, and we are now live on Twitter.
When you get called up by Major Nelson.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, they came back from lunch, and they were busy with Elon pumping up his numbers, and now we got this work.
Ooh, going to leave that one alone. But no, I think that, Apex is amazing. And like I said, they just announced Season 16, the 4th anniversary of the game, with the biggest changes to the game since it launched. So now every class actually has a class-wide ability, and for Lifeline...
So explain that, because classes were not... They were sort of like, you would say Lifeline is a support.
Exactly.
But if you were running duos and you're
it didn't mean much.
It didn't mean much. If your partner was out, you could still be just as effective.
100%. So now, for example, Lifeline is in the support class, but now what anyone who is in the support class can do is... If the banner's expired of any of your teammates, you can actually go to the replicator and replicate their banner. So you don't have to, so all the teams who camp the boxes and like try to get you to, you know, try to get you to lure you to get the banner, you now can just
so
go to
replicate. So that meta's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. And then there's another class that opens up new items in some of the bins. So basically it's going to change the entire game. Comes out next week on the 14th, Valentine's Day. Interesting day to
release it. If you're in the Twitch chat, we just dropped. There's a great story news.xbox.com.
So there's Assault, Skirmisher, Recon, Controller, and Support.
Yeah, so it is going to really change the game. And quick little plug, because next Thursday, myself and Ethan are going to be playing it live on the show. So you're going to see us try and get a few wins, but
a few dubs,
as they say, as the kids say, right?
That's... The stream's not allowed to end until you.
No, I like that. We'll be here for weeks. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been playing, and again, inching my way through Hi-Fi Rush. So right.
They're adding Team Deathmatch. That's really interesting.
Sorry, Team Deathmatch, 6v6 Team Deathmatch. And it's now going to be rotating with the number of different modes. And so, yeah, it is going to be a completely different game.
Should we go back in? We don't have a multiplayer game right now. We should go back in.
No, I think you're right. This is very interesting.
Jeff and I played a lot. He and I and his daughter would play. We had a good time with that.
For a couple of years there.
Easily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first 2 years.
No heirloom, though. I've played the game for 1,900 hours.
I've got
no
an heirloom. Wait.
What?
Yeah, I've really?
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's it for?
It's for Bloodhound.
Oh, interesting.
Bloodhunda.
Bloodhunder.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
I remember watching, it was the first time Snowbike Mike from Kind of Funny was playing. Mm-hmm. And I think it was maybe Andy who was getting him into the game. And he was playing and he was opening up his first like three or four loot boxes. And he got an heirloom. And he just kept moving on and the chat just exploded. And he's like,
what happened to me?
He was like, what is that? Is that good?
Respawn.
And I was sitting there like
that happened to me too. I was playing with somebody, it was our friend Tony, and I was like, why is everything red? What's going on?
Jeff, what is going on?
It's a feeling that I don't know what
I wouldn't know.
Kelly has three.
Yeah.
She's three.
Yeah. So she apparently, that's why she's not here. She's probably playing right now.
using her heirlooms. But I hear it's like you are guaranteed to get one within the first 500 loot boxes that you open.
So you haven't played that much, pal.
1,900 hours.
No, I think they had to have added that later because they did.
But Fortune Cookie, I got you.
Anyway, we're cooking along here. We're going to drop by the news real quickly. I just want to talk about – I'm playing all the games that we were talking about. I'm also playing Dead Space, the remake, which came out January 27th. I'm just kind of – it's fun single player. And, of course, that's the beauty. And we talked – Jeff, you and I talked about this, and I know that we've talked about it at home. It's lovely having that single player quick resume game. You can just go right back to when I'm waiting for somebody to play multiplayer, and I'm like, whatever.
You're sort of like a, you know, on the down low, like a horror game guy. Like, you don't really talk about it. You don't really put it up there and say, this is, like, my favorite genre. But that is, from everything I'm told, horrifying. I played the original one, and it was very intense, and I did finish it. But I'm like, you know what? I don't know that I'm, like, ready to come back and play it.
The original one was such a great moment in gaming, and I wanted to relive it and see some of it. And they've given Isaac a voice.
Mm-hmm. Same voice as in Dead Space 2 and 3, so they kept that continuity, which sort of makes sense.
So I've been enjoying it. You're right. I'm not really a horror guy. I enjoy it. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. I abstract and look at it very mechanically in terms of game design. Like, what are they doing? How are they doing it? Is that a monster closet? Is that not a monster closet?
I just think, you know, this thing is running at me, and I'm going to die if I don't do something quickly. But amazing that you can abstract that.
I'm not going to tell you today, but I'm going to tell you in a future show what my secret is for that.
Hmm. Okay.
For managing that. We're checking.
Lights off. Mute.
Anyway, we're checking the chat right now. Reclaimer Rob, good old friend Reclaimer Rob. I've known him for like 10 or 15 years in the chat virtually. He's here. We're dropping some.
Larry, you just put it.
We're dropping codes in the chat.
Is that what you're typing here?
Yes.
Okay. Like,
So we're having some fun in the chat there. If you're watching us on Twitter, welcome. We're going to get to the news right now, and then we're going to get to merchandise. And then television's Will Powers will be by to talk about television.
That is a heck of a TV name, by the way. We see him off camera. Yeah. He's going to leave the interview before we
exactly.
Start.
He's going to peace out. He's going to nope out. Anyway, let's hit some of the news before we show you some of the merch, shall we?
All right. Well, let's talk about Xbox Game Pass. This week, we announced some of the games that are coming out for the next couple of weeks. Something that came out just yesterday, yep. and which I've been taking advantage of, is Madden 23.
Ooh.
Just in time for the Super Bowl.
The big game, as they say.
Who's in that one again? I can't remember.
Oh, I believe it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that one bird team. I don't like yeah, they like yeah. a bird.
Seahawks? No, I don't think it's the Seahawks. Anyway.
At Jeff Rubenstein on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I'm right here. So also available SD Gundam Battle Alliance on cloud console.
Are you
PC.
A Gundam person? Do you like those?
I don't not like that. I've seen in real life in Odaiba, there's like this giant Gundam, and it's like the thing you go and do if you go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Highly recommend you go there. It's an action RPG. This sounds like something I'd be into, but yeah. I've never played a Gundam game.
Hmm.
A game that I've heard quite a lot about, and people are pretty excited to see entering into Game Pass. This is on... Look, if you don't have Valentine's Day plans... Game Pass, got you covered. Mount and Blade 2 Bannerlord coming to cloud, console, and PC. This is a combined strategy and action RPG. This is something that I know people are pretty excited that yeah. is coming. And then the day after that, did you ever play SimCity back in the day?
Oh, who didn't?
Love
okay,
it.
Okay, hands up. Did you ever play City Skylines?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that came out actually close to a decade ago at this point, which really took the SimCity formula and did some really interesting things, some really fun
things.
Brought
it to the skyline.
Well, thanks, Clay. it has been remastered, and it's coming out on Xbox Series X and S, oh. and of course on Game Pass February 15th.
And Cloud.
And as
big
well.
City Skylines fan. At some point, though, when you're building a city, it becomes like how to manage traffic because the traffic just becomes too much. But I love that. It's kind of strategic.
Go ahead with this. I have a question for you, Malik, about your gameplay
yes.
style after Jeff.
Well, I was just going to say, like, building is easy.
Right.
Yes.
Managing is hard.
Right.
It's very yeah. easy, and it's fun to lay down the roads and throw the electricity,
Are either of you the type of person who likes everything to be very symmetrical? Like
here's
the
what
roads?
I do. I overbuild yeah, at the beginning.
Right.
Mm. Because, and I think what's really challenging is, like, starting off small and making a functional small town
yeah.
and then
scaling.
Growing out and having
yeah.
it not be broken. And that's something that
there's plenty of do. Easy ways to manage that, Jeff. You just bulldoze people's houses to make new roads.
You can't do it. Once it's
you just like, hey, sorry, we need to build a
eminent
new road
domain.
Here.
Eminent yeah. domain does not exist in Jeff Town.
And then they start asking for things like clean water and like non-smoggy air. I'm like,
I'm making money.
I'm doing
here.
The best I can do. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get in the way of my business.
That's a joke, by the way, y'all.
All right. So February 16th, Shadow Warrior 3, the Definitive Edition, coming out yep. to cloud, console, and PC. Here's one that's very exciting. Actually, February 21st is going to be a great day. On Game Pass, Atomic Heart coming to cloud, console, and PC. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing BioShock vibes.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
Say no more. I'm there. Also coming out that day is, and we've talked about it, is Like a Dragon Isshin. And so I'm going to be pretty busy on the 21st. This weekend, obviously we have the Super Bowl. We have a lot of activity. If you're one of the let's say non-Philadelphia teams who happen to, you know, you're a fan of those for, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, and you don't want to watch the game because it's too painful for you as a Giants or Cowboys fan to
at Jeff Rubenstein on Twitter.
I'm a Giants fan, yeah.
Well, then there's some great games that you can try out. Scarlet Nexus is available for you to try out for free this weekend if you are an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate member or an Xbox Live Gold member between now and Sunday at midnight Pacific time.
Yes, nice. Go ahead.
Also, The Ascent and TT Isle of Man 2, which I believe stands for Taurus Trophy, which is like a motorcycle racing game. So those three games, if you're, like I said, an Xbox Live Gold or Xbox Game Pass Ultimate member, try them out for free. I'm a huge fan of Scarlet Nexus. I haven't tried much of the other two, but I really enjoyed that one. Beautiful game, and I highly recommend it.
Quick note, if you're in the chat and you want to go, apparently we have an ASL channel as well. So this
Ooh,
show
yes.
is an ASL, which is pretty big.
Amazing.
American Sign Language. So head out over there. Before we get, I'm sorry, do you have any more news? Because
There's a few other
go
things.
Ahead. Go
but,
ahead.
But there's this, that's one of them. I just really, really quickly wanted to talk about some things that are coming out really soon
yeah.
besides
Ooh.
Game Pass. So next week, there's actually a ton of games coming out in addition to those mentioned on Game Pass. And I'm just going to highlight two of them. One is Tales of Symphonia Remastered. You know I'm not going to let a JRPG come out on our console
our expert.
And not talk about that. It's coming out February 17th, a remastered version of one of the best Tales games. And then we've just recently talked to the producer of... Rise, of Monster Hunter Rise. Yep. And I think Monster Hunter fans, let's say you've been getting into that, you love it, maybe you've even finished it, Wild Hearts is something to keep an eye out for. That's also coming out February 17th, optimized for Xbox Series X and S.
Oh, great.
And it is a game where you are fighting against fearsome
beasts. And if you subscribe
beasts.
Here to the Xbox Twitch channel, they will be streaming those.
Oh, very cool. Good to see.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
Larry has something. Larry has this is no, building I, something just, up.
I'm
we'll come back. We'll come back. You do your thing.
No, I'm cognizant of the time.
Larry, we got plenty of time. We got more than enough time.
I got right. Will's on the line. He's got places.
Okay.
He's gonna. You know, he's got a casting. He's probably got to go to.
Last thing that I just want to call out: Noble Intention.
Yes.
Event launching in Halo Infinite, and so there's it's sort of a seasonal event that's taking place, and there's. You know, new armor pieces, and that is starting. It's going on now. It's going on through February 21st. It is a free 10-tier event pass to bring the winter update to a close. So,
fantastic
content, something you're going to want to get. You've got 2 weeks.
Love me some Halo.
So, you know, this week we had a big moment here at Microsoft. We announced the chat integration in Bing,
yeah,
which was a big event that none of us were involved with. We're just looking at it like you all. But I happen to have access to it.
Of course you do.
And I asked it, how do you get someone to read books?
Oh, here we go. Here we go, chat. Chat, I need you guys to back me up. Is there anybody who doesn't read books, chat?
And this is for you, Malik.
Okay, so there's a few tips.
There's a few tips.
What's one of them?
One of them is find out what kind of books you like or are curious about and recommend some titles.
I'm not interested.
Give them a book as a gift or lend them one of your books you think they might like.
Ah. Okay.
Invite them to a book club.
You could not do anything
discuss
more
the books with them
terrible than invite me to a book club. I just won't show.
Okay, and Jeff and I are going to do this one. We're going to model a positive reading habit ourselves and show them how reading can enrich your life, broaden your perspective, and improve your skills. This is all from Bing AI, so there you go.
No, thank you, Bing. No, thank you. That's one where the AI is wrong.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to... Are you typing in the chat, Jeff? Is that what you're
doing? I am. Okay. And not about books. We're talking JRPGs. You just do your thing.
Well, we're going to do something a little different here now is we're going to slide. Jeff, I'm going to ask you to slide down to the center there so that we can bring in Mr. James Monosmith, who's our merchandise. James. Oh, James, where are you?
James.
We're going to bring him in here. He's got some show and tell to do.
Love a good show and tell.
So, I mean, who doesn't love show and tell? For those of you who don't know, gear.xbox.com is a tremendous site. We need walk on. Come on in.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, we're going to do this. Hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break, get everybody situated. And when we come back, we'll all be in situation. So we'll be back.
All right.
The middle is not.
All right, welcome back. We were in the studio here. We were showing his black and white in a little bit there, but we brought the color back because we have Mr. James Monosmith here. James, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Love your glasses.
Thank you.
Yeah. Part of the Ray-Ban crew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your team runs gear.xbox.com.
We do. We run gear.xbox.com and also do all of the merchandise for Xbox and our various titles so that you see around the world. So.
Yeah, we've had you on before because you usually come on with a box of stuff to show.
I do. I think
there's a box around here somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you check it out, you've got some new things that you want to show off this time around. So I figured I'd
get at it. This is my favorite part. It's like fun QFC? Nope. QVC.
That's a super,
QVC. Okay. Yeah. Supermarket. Okay, let's see. What do I want to start with? I'm going to start with
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, this is there a cutting board.
It is a cutting board.
Okay, so hold on. This is cool stuff.
This is cool stuff. So we like to do fun things for the different holidays on the Gear Shop, and so we just recently released a Valentine's collection with Valentine's next week, and I want to show off. You know, we don't get to see those in real life before people buy them, so I did want to show them off. Some of these awesome designs. I especially love the
iHeart Xbox.
The iHeart Xbox design just for people to see.
Straight ahead. Just hold that up.
An anatomical heart.
Hold it up over here. Except for most hearts don't have flowers coming out of the
James, mouths. Hold it up over here for that. There you go for that screen. Next. Yeah.
So this is awesome. Sure. This is available right now. I thought this was a fun one. I wanted to bring show that off.
Love that.
That could fit somebody.
Yep. Yeah. What else? What is this one?
It's a nice little fun one with little some cherubs, as they say.
Some little I see. That's nice.
Yeah,
Little cherubs around the, you know.
This is a small tree. This might fit your daughter.
May I have this, James?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
You guys,
what is this one?
This one's great. You know, for the Halo fans out there, this is a fun one.
Infinite love.
Infinite love.
Can I hold it a little lower if you would?
Okay.
Infinite love. Isn't that nice? Isn't I see little nice, some nice helmets there.
Let's like do some love fun that. Designs. We like puns.
Yeah, I see that.
I brought this.
Now, what is this?
I don't know why we made it. But
love that.
You're the merchandise guy. What do you mean?
Every time you say merchandise guy, I just think of Spaceballs.
Merchandise. Hey, no, the flame
merchandise. Draw. Yeah. I consider myself the gear guy.
Okay.
Not the gears guy. That's somebody else. That's, the gear guy. I don't know why we made this, but we did, and it's fun. But it is a cutting board that has a nice little quote on it from Halo.
And I'm going to read it. Cortana.
What do it in voices, please.
No, I can't do that. What if you miss, Master Chief? I won't.
I don't know what this has to do with Valentine's Day, which is the confusing part.
Or cooking.
Well, you don't want to cut your finger.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
Maybe you want to make a nice dinner
but
for your beloved.
I'm not thinking I'm using this for cooking. I'm using this for maybe a nice charcuterie plate to present to my loved one on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I love that.
Spread that out some
Cortana
cheese.
Charcuterie.
Is this bamboo? God. Sustainable.
Sustainable bamboo is 100%. No, I have no idea what this is.
We're gonna go with bamboo.
Yeah, we're gonna go with nice bamboo.
It's a good look.
It's good.
All right, we've only got a few in stock. We need to sell them out. Operators are standing by.
The show does not end until they're gone.
To carry on with the Halo theme, I've got one other really cool thing that I want.
Oh snap!
So,
got it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Wow. So. This is an exclusive figure from Dark Horse that we sell in the Gear Shop that we just got in stock. So we had the pre-order up for a little while, but these just hit our warehouses, and they're shipping now.
Hold it up a little higher. There you go.
So this is a variant of the Yorai Yokai armor from Season 1, Fracture's Event on Halo Infinite.
I do remember that.
I am going to take it out of the box, which, as anybody who's seen my other shows I do with Halo, knows that this always goes poorly for me. But...
Yeah, let's be clear. You're usually on the Halo streams.
Yeah, I'll get on with Sketch and
you do a great job over there.
Thank you. Aha! This comes with a bunch of extra parts.
Yeah, we'll leave those there.
We'll leave those right there. But look how cool this statue is, if you can see
that. Now, can we talk about the energy sword? Because they're not usually that color.
They aren't, but they can be.
Yeah.
clearly.
Are you saying the statue's canon or not?
Is the statue... Well, okay, so the entire Fractures event is... Fractures are canon adjacent. It is in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, it is
all
in the game.
All of this is in the game.
Oh, yeah, I earned most of it.
Yeah.
I think there was one part I didn't get.
Look how freaking cool this helmet is.
So you can pop the
helmet.
Oni
helmet. The Oni helmet. That's right. That's
helmet,
right. You can swap out your helmets, and we've got someone help me. Is Disruptor?
Yeah, the pistol.
It's not the pistol.
It's not the electric pistol.
It's the electric pistol. I will take electric pistol.
It looks
pistol.
So
not
much smaller.
Helmet.
By the way, this is probably my worst weapon in the game.
Mm.
It is underrated.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But the good news is
you got to break the shield.
You can do rapid fire. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to break the shield, swap over, use your pistol or something else.
Yeah, and then it's wrapped up real quick.
Yeah.
This is an amazing statue for under $100. It's on our website, and we just got them in stock. So if you wanted to get something pretty quickly, it's such a good job. So Dark Horse, who does a lot of our work, great detail. I'll leave this here. You guys can. It actually would look good, really good behind you guys eventually.
Yeah. We're gonna add that when he rolls in here, doesn't want to go home with the stuff. We're gonna put it on the set.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, let's keep this train rolling. Okay.
All right, here.
So I brought this out. We did release it, I think, in December.
Ooh, yep.
But this jacket, this is one of my favorite products we released in a long time. For those who keep up with fashion coolness, know that varsity jackets are in right now. Many people might have saw LeBron wearing a Tiffany's Nike one coming to a game a few weeks ago. So this is our
not
official,
as hip as this one though.
It's our official Xbox varsity jacket.
Wow.
It Larry's got. Ooh, it's red. Larry's got one, but I love it. I think it's really cool. It's available right now in the store. We have them in stock. Ooh, let's go to the back. Some great detail.
I have to tell you, I told James this when we came here. I had to go to a daddy-daughter dance with my daughter, who she's young, and I wore that. And all the other dads were like, where do I get this? And I said, yeah. Gear.xbox.
You were the bad boy of that.
I was. I have a hair slick back.
It can't be an Xbox gear without some green in there. So that
looks so good.
Nice touch.
It's a large. I actually brought it because I thought Jeff would want
this. Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, wow. I never earned a varsity jacket in real life.
Now you have. Live your dream. Jacket?
Yeah, for playing, radio DJ? You don't get to letter in radio DJ. Mm.
You didn't date someone on the women's basketball team?
I did. She was also in Navy ROTC. I will say that she and our love interests diverged at some point in time.
Right.
But do you still have the jacket? Or is this an attempt to...
I think I have a rake, actually.
Oh, okay, well...
Thank you.
I'm sorry that we drifted into James's therapy session.
Yeah, exactly.
we made a break.
Her name... I don't remember her name, though. That's the sad part.
Anyway, moving along.
So, okay.
I'm excited.
I showed this off for a reason. One, because we have a really cool release. And the reason I'm even on the show, because I want to talk about this.
Yeah, this is the big one.
We have, as many people know, been teamed up with Adidas for about a year now. We've done some really cool launches. We've had, for the 20th anniversary, released some amazing Adidas shoes.
Yeah, throughout the representing the generations.
I'm wearing the original ones that we released right now.
The campus.
I remember those.
Yeah. We last October, we released some amazing Halo Infinite shoes with Adidas. Well, we're getting ready to launch our very last shoe with Adidas in this program. This time around, we teamed up with All-Star Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. Basketball here in the U.S.?
That's right, for basketball here in the U.S. This program is launching next week.
So this is a preview.
It's a preview.
Right.
It's launching next week, just ahead of the All-Star game, where Donovan Mitchell is a starter for the first time in his career. So he's starting on the Eastern side.
Everything's coming up roses for you.
Yeah. I'll get to the varsity jacket in a minute.
Okay.
So I actually brought... Just fresh from
look at these
from Adidas, the shoes that we're doing now. We debuted these shoes secretly last Thursday, the 2nd February. Donovan wore these in a game on TNT against the Memphis Grizzlies. It was awesome wearing Xbox shoes in a nationally.
Did anybody notice?
I think somebody.
No one knows. Now he also got into a fight and got kicked out of the game.
Any press is good press.
But it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it never
For people
is.
Who know the NBA, he got hit in a very uncomfortable place.
Yep.
And I think when you get hit in that uncomfortable place, you're given 30 seconds to do whatever you got to do because that was not called for.
Right.
But I'm going to show you the shoes that he wore in that game.
Oh, man.
In person. So this is kind of these are.
He sent them back here. Afterwards.
He sent them back here. These are his shoes.
These are going to be available.
These are going to be available
for
sale. February 15th.
Okay.
Stay tuned for links. We will push that out next week. You get to see them. So this is, I'm milking it a little bit, as you can tell.
You sure are.
Yeah. Building up suspense.
Dawn issue number 4. So Donovan Mitchell, he's had 4 signature shoes. This is his 4th one. Ooh. And so let's bust these out.
Look at that.
So look at these.
Show this off if you would, please.
Yes, I will.
And this is the camera over here, so you don't want to show it off here.
Wait, hold it. Hold,
yeah,
hold
I got
this?
The box. Yeah.
Thank you. Sick. There we go. This is an amazing shoe. It is. Here's one of them, and I'm going to have Malik grab the other one for me because they look different. These are actually themed and designed to celebrate the Xbox controller. So there's some really cool stuff here. So, yes, we have the sphere right here, but what else is there? Well, on the side right here, people will see it says LT for left trigger, and it has the little little pattern that we have on the back of our controller.
That's right.
Yep. We also have the tip of this lace is blue. It says X.
I believe it's called the eyelet.
Aglet. That's great.
You tried.
And then here's A in green on this one. Now if we have the other shoe.
Oh, look at this. So the different color.
A little different color. We have.
What's under the tongue?
I'll show that too.
Okay.
So
let the man cook.
Man, there's so much going on here.
Let him cook. Yeah.
We've got the B button and the Y button in red and yellow. So we have blue, green, red, yellow, A, B, X, Y. On this side, it says RT. On this side, it says LT. You've got the Xbox logo there down the back of the tongue. On this side, we have the sphere.
Yep.
Then on this side, they have this. And for many people who don't know, Donovan Mitchell is a huge gamer. He loves to play games. He actually, the day that he broke, or he got 71 points in a game, the most since Kobe got 81, Kyrie Irving was playing with Donovan Mitchell. They were playing Call of Duty that day. And Kyrie says, I can tell he's going to have a big night because he was just on focus, on point, right. Call of Duty. This side is a logo that Adidas created with him that is him wearing a gaming headset. So that's his own gaming brand on the inside of the shoe.
That's essentially his version of the Air Jordan.
That's
kind
right.
Of
yeah. But he's wearing a gaming headset.
Right.
So, yeah, these shoes, they're extremely lightweight. The soles actually glow in the dark, too. They're crazy. They're awesome.
There's so really many great. Details.
There's
in
so many details
that's,
on these.
That's amazing.
So these shoes are going to be released on the 15th as part of a very big program that we have Donovan Mitchell celebrating him being in the All-Star game, being a starter.
Yep.
Adidas is going to have some really cool giveaways timed with that. They're going to be giving away some custom consoles, some Series S's that we work with them to develop, as well as a really cool program we did with Xbox Design Lab where we developed a Donovan Mitchell inspired controller on the Elite. Cavs colors, his right. number. So all that, get ready. That's all dropping next Wednesday. You're going to see everything.
And where do they go? Gear.xbox.com?
No, but we'll check it on Xbox, the social channels. We'll be dropping it all there. We'll have links. Adidas will be posting on their channel. So it'll be all these shoes will be available through Adidas.com, Foot Locker, really anywhere you're going to buy shoes.
Got it.
These are going to be around.
These are going to be around.
We even made these in toddler and infant and kid sizes. So you can get little tiny little versions of these if you really, really want them.
But can you get really big versions like Jeff
amazing.
Needs?
And because I'm nice, I actually brought a pair for each of you.
What?
10.5, Larry? I believe you are a 10.5.
Thank you. I'll look at this.
Malik, I didn't know you were going to be on. Apparently, you just stumbled into this.
Yeah, I did.
Plan on this. And then a size 13 for
little baby shoes, he says.
Yes, these are my baby shoes. Yeah. It's fine. I'm okay with that.
Thank you,
I'm a size
sir.
12 for future reference.
Doesn't mean anything. It's
good.
Yeah, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, so when you guys are playing basketball later.
Thank you.
Oh, my
God. When I'm on my way to the ER, people are going to go, those are great kicks.
So really stoked on these.
Congratulations on this.
There's one more detail I forgot about. On what they're called. Now, I know this one. It's called the sock liner. Inside, we've got another little in there. You can see the Xbox logo on the inside, which is the sock liner. So, great details, really great shoes, super light. Amazing.
Question, we're seeing somebody in the chat. Is this U.S. only, or what's the region?
Worldwide. This will be available everywhere, all over the globe, including China, if anybody's watching from our good friends over there.
Wow. First of all, thank you, James. Thank you for the fine gifts. But thank you for coming and showing everything. I mean, you guys do such great work over there at the gear store. You're always coming up with some creative ideas, some better than others.
That's S tier, A tier.
This is if you pick one of these up, let me know.
While we've got James here, question in the chat asking about the Major Nelson pins.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So that was one of the very first pieces of merchandise that we worked on together back in the day. I don't know if we can say anything, but I'm just saying we hear you and I would love to bring it back.
Yeah, I will say that I love pins. We're working on very robust pin programs. I will talk more in detail once we have that coming out, but get ready, Xbox fans, because we're going to go big with it.
We're going to go. It's going to be pintastic.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Don't ever say that.
That's a thing. Anyway. Well, cool.
You'll get your pin achievements with a pintastic pin.
Pin
Welcome to Pin Chat.
Love it.
Is this a printer's joke?
Let's put a pin on that.
Put a pin on that.
Wow.
Pin in that?
Ooh, it keeps going. It keeps going. All right. We're going to. Thank you, man.
Yeah. I love pin puns.
Why don't we do this? I want to keep you here, but I'm going to have you switch with Jeff because we're going to bring in Will Powers next. Do you know Will Powers? Are you familiar with Will?
I mean, I think he won something. No, I think I've talked with Will before. I've worked with Razor a bunch, so excited to see what's going on.
Why don't we get started here then? We'll talk about.
I feel like I'm Johnny Carson. I got called in off of my. I'm like, I get to sit.
You did good on your comedic set. You get to stay.
You're a regular now.
Okay. We've got. Why don't we bring in Will Powers now? Will is joining us from direct via wherever he is. Razor. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I need to change over listening to Twitch chat versus.
I thought you were listening to your Spotify playlist for a sec there. Anyway, great to have you on. It's really good to see you. Will, your work at Razer. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Razer before we get started.
Yeah, Larry, thanks for having me on. I'm lead for PR in the Americas for all Razer. For those of you not familiar with Razer, we release a lot of products, 82 last year, mostly around the PC and console gaming space, laptops, headsets, keyboards, mice, and what have you, anything and everything that helps you game, no matter whether you're gaming on PC, console, or on the go.
And that's one of the reasons we have you here. Now, Jeff, you actually have, I don't know if we can go to the wide shot here, but Jeff has a relationship with Will. You guys used to work together, right?
Yeah, we did. I remember when Will, really, your first real job in a way, back working at Sony. And so we worked on the same team together. And it's, look, it's a small world, is what I would say.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we'll have conversations with people that are interested in getting into the industry. And what I would say is it's great to have favorites. It's great to like what you like. Being rude to the fans of your non-favored console or game or whatever it is won't get you anywhere in this industry. You want to be friendly because you never know who you're going to be working with. I never thought when I was working at Sony I'd be working with...
But we met in Orlando, Florida many years ago.
Yeah, who knew? So, people try to stick around as long as they can. So it's great to be able to work with you and see you again here, Will.
But Will's here because we're talking about the Razer Edge, which is a new device that you guys came out with about a month ago. We've been trying to get you on. It's been kind of scheduling issues on our side. But Jeff, why don't you hold this up? And there, you've got one there as well. Will explain us a little bit about this device because this is a very interesting device.
Yeah. So I mean, it really comes from our ethos. Razer has been in the mobile space for several years.
Yeah.
Back several years back, we made Razer Phone 1, Razer Phone 2, and then we just stopped making phones. But it from that design, from that R&D, we really saw the opportunity to make a mobile game or a mobile gaming device that's a dedicated handheld. And that's really what turned into Razer Edge. So if you look at it, what's really unique about it compared to other things on the market is it's not a unified device. It's actually two devices in one.
Yeah.
It's a new version of a Razer Kishi, which is our award-winning mobile handheld. This version is a pro version that has haptics as well as a 3.5 millimeter.
And the USB-C on the right.
Yeah, and that actually allows for fast charging,
yeah,
which is super, super nice about it. And then the tablet part of it. So the tablet part of it is what makes it super, super cool. This is, and I can say this kind of definitively, that when I can say anything like it as like a superlative, it makes my life a lot easier. This is the nicest screen on any dedicated gaming handheld on the planet, period.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's OLED, correct?
It's AMOLED.
AMOLED. Sorry, pardon me. Yeah, it's an AMOLED screen. Yeah. I took this with me to, as I said, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I took it with me to Phoenix this week, and I was playing with it, and it was amazing because it has 5G. I'm on the Verizon network. I'm having a great time. Zero issues. It just worked. It was amazing. It was what we all dreamed of a few years ago, and here I was playing it. But it was a great little device to have in my pocket.
What's super interesting now is just your ability to play, because this isn't just a cloud gaming device.
Right.
It's a device that can that you can play native Android games, as well as you can take your Steam library, you can take your Xbox Game Pass library on the go with you wherever you are, whether you're on Wi-Fi or out and about on 5G. And someone posted a speed test. They were in Times Square, and they got 2.5 gigabits per second down.
What?
Which is... It's faster than
99% of the people have at home.
I have fiber at home, like, and it's faster than that. So it's crazy what we didn't think was possible in the cloud and in streaming previously is finally available.
Jeff, why don't you go ahead and hold that up?
He's here now.
Yeah, I'm playing Darkest Dungeon, which has dropped into Game Pass this week, and it's just loaded up immediately.
That screen, this is my first time seeing it. That screen is 100% the best looking screen I've seen on one of these devices.
Yeah.
It is
so
sharp.
Malik.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing, like, in addition to being like a 6.8 inch AMOLED, what makes that so buttery smooth is it's 144 hertz.
There it is.
Yeah. It is smooth.
There it is.
It is smooth.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, that's what I. That's the great thing about it. Jeff. You have something you want to say there?
Oh, I'm just jumping into Hi-Fi Rush. We'll see how far
there
you go.
Oh,
I didn't judge your scores.
Okay. Judge. Why are you always judging me? And that's one thing I liked about the device that you brought up, Will, is that it really is. You know, a lot of and Jeff, you kind of alluded to this earlier. People in the industry, we know each other. We all move around, but gamers too. Gamers move around from platform to platform. You know, you want to go where the games are, and whether it's on, as you said, whether it's on Steam, whether it's on GeForce Now, whether it's on Game Pass, you have access to everything on this device. And as you said, Will, on the go, if that's what you'd like to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, someone in chat, Mercury, just said, can it stream my console? Yes.
Yes.
There, you have the ability to do that. So we were doing that actually at CES. We created a local Wi-Fi 6E network, and we were having these devices stream directly from Xbox Series S's from the in our booth, and people were playing Halo and playing F1 and playing multiple games right there with no latency because it's local on the local Wi-Fi network. It's not even tapping into the internet.
And I want to talk a little bit about something. Is that this is available globally, correct?
It is not.
It is not.
As of right now. Right. It's only available in the U.S. And there's a couple different SKUs available. There's a Wi-Fi only SKU that starts at $399, and that's Razer.com and Razer Store exclusive.
Of course,
we have actually about 9 or 10 Razer stores across the country.
Yep, one here in Seattle that I opened up with you and Jeff.
Yeah, you cut the ribbon the grand opening, exactly. And then as far as the 5G version, what's great about that is our partners over at Verizon, they're doing a couple promotions since it just launched on the 26th of January, where you can actually get it for, depending on if you open a new line or if you buy another phone, you can get for as low as $5 a month for 36 months, which is about half the price of the Wi-Fi version.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an amazing. Are you having a good time over there, Malik?
I'm going to get
lost
one.
Malik.
I'm getting one after this. I'm going to Miami soon. So this is
There you go.
Sick.
Jeff,
how do you have a store opening up in Miami too, Malik?
What?
Look at that. I'll cut the ribbon on that one.
Look at that. It's a fun little device. And as you said, and I can see the evolution. You talked about that at the beginning of our chat here from the Razer phone. And then, of course, you had the controller as well, the Kishi. So it's kind of peanut butter and jelly. They kind of came together, didn't they?
They did, and we get this question a lot, like, why is it two devices instead of one integrated device?
Right.
And it's a great question, first of all. The second thing is, this can do a lot of things that your phone can't do. There's a brand new chipset. I'm tilting it and showing the back of it.
Of course.
So that you can see there's a brand new chipset that we worked with.
Can we go widescreen on Will, by the way? I don't know if we have the ability to go widescreen on Will. Feel free to have him take up the whole thing. But go ahead, Will.
Yeah, so this is the Snapdragon G3X Gen 1 gaming platform. And effectively what that means is Qualcomm built a brand new chipset that is only dedicated for gaming. It's not a cell phone chip.
Got it.
This is a dedicated gaming architecture with a GPU and CPU built in. And they actually overclocked one of their GPUs to about 25 to 35% of the performance that it usually has, and it's only in this device.
Right.
And what they did to make sure that it's not going to have the problems of cell phones where you have to do thermal management is there's active cooling on this. So this actually has a built-in fan, and you see those 6 different vents. I was demoing this at an event with Qualcomm in Maui, which if anyone's ever been to Hawaii, they know that 85 degrees and humid isn't really the best place for
electronics.
Yeah, exactly. So it never got hot.
Yeah,
I demoed it for 9 hours straight. It never, ever got hot. And that's something that I can't do on any device that I have. So being able to have that kind of sustained performance is really important when you're gaming on the go.
Yeah.
But the last thing about just kind of having a separate device is you can pop it off and then you can throw this right in your pocket.
And let's be clear, it's the full Android stack. It's basically a little tablet or a phablet, right? Because it's got all of it there. So if you're in the Google ecosystem, you can get your Gmail and all of your Google stuff on there as well.
Exactly. It's Android 12L, which is the tablet architecture of Android. So it has access to the Play Store. You can download anything that's available on Android. And then there's a really cool little thing here that I'll just show off.
Yeah.
right there, you can see it on the reflection.
Yep.
That's a micro SD card slot for expandable storage.
Oh.
So if you want to download anything that you can put that you want control that you want a controller hooking up to a dedicated gaming device, then you'll have access to that.
That's fantastic. Any questions?
You see, I'm nailing perfect. Yeah, so
you see what I mean? And this is not on the Wi-Fi. No. This is on the 5G. And yeah. We're in a studio, and it plays like butter, doesn't it, Jeff?
I haven't missed a beat yet. This is actually so you can just go away.
Are you going to get me some A's?
Now. Yeah, I'm going to get some A's.
Okay, because I didn't have too many. If you have any questions in the chat for Will or Razor, frankly, for anybody here, let us know. But Will, it's really a really interesting category that you guys are in, because it takes a lot of what Razor does very well. You do gaming and devices and input and mobile, and it brought them all together into this really amazing package.
Timing just, S. So so something's working pretty well here for me to get that on that.
Well done, cool. Well done. Yeah, it's any other final things before we let you go, Will? I mean, it's been great to have you on, and I appreciate you showing us the device.
Well, I mean, I don't want to just go through all the marketing copy, because I want to actually have a conversation with you guys in chat. And I think the one thing that I like pointing out about this, because it's a really fun device, and for people that are used to playing on consoles and they want to feel at home on mobile, where some people don't. If you've never used Kishi or anything like it, what's great about it is we added micro switches under the individual buttons. So you feel tactility to it, and it feels like a good mouse click. And it's just it's just a high end. So being able to have that on any games and playing your console games on the go is a great experience to take your Xbox.
Would you also talk about a little bit, because there's a separate set of buttons over here as well, next to the triggers, which I want to point out. Maybe you could hold yours up and show it.
Yeah. So when you look at it, there's a couple extra things. I have my camera set on focus on me, so it's not going to focus on that. Yeah. There we go. So you have an M2 and M3 button right there. These are actual customizable buttons that you can do within the software on it, and you can remap those to any of the face buttons. So that you never have to take your fingers off of the joysticks.
So it's kind of like what we do with Xbox does on the Elite side, where you can find out what buttons you need for a specific game, and you can remap them back there. You've got essentially three buttons under each thumb or forefinger.
Exactly. So there's that, and then one really nice thing that I always like showing off is we added one button because we added our software ecosystem.
Yep.
This is Razer Nexus.
Yep.
And then your ability here, there's the focus. once you hit that button, it just launches into everything that is just suggested. So all your streaming applications, Xbox Game Pass, Steam Link, NVIDIA GeForce Now, Parsec Moonlight, and then any native apps that you have on there.
Yeah.
I've been playing Dead Cells a bunch because I am a fiend for roguelikes.
New Castlevania update too. Yeah.
It's Dead Cells is just so good.
But it's great to see that you. So what you're saying is, with that one click button, you can kind of go into. It's kind of your game launcher. You know, you don't have to worry about all the other stuff on there, right?
Exactly. It does two things. It's a game launcher for that whole ecosystem. But also, if you're used to Android, you in order to switch between applications, you usually have to swipe up.
Yeah.
And I don't like getting my fingerprints on the screen.
Right.
So that allows me to basically alt tab or swipe.
That's why we have one of these in the studio. We've been wiping it off.
My team gets mad at me because I just use my T-shirt for everything.
So I know the answer here because I'm holding it in my hand. But it asked about. Of course, it works excellently with Xbox Game Pass right now. James is playing Fortnite, but it also works with the Epic Games Store and others as well, right?
So ask that one more time.
Epic Games Store or other sort of.
Yes, it does. It comes preloaded with Epic Games Store, which if you have ever followed the drama between Apple and Epic.
Hey, we're losing you, Will.
I don't hear you. What is that?
It becomes preloaded with something that's not on the App Store.
Okay.
The other thing that's nice about it is an update that just got pushed out today. So the people in the in the chat are probably the first ones hearing this. We just launched virtual controller support. So anything that only has touchscreen capabilities, you can remap the physical buttons to be able to play those as well.
Interesting.
So that gives you a whole new bevy of access.
And is that an application update or is that a full system update on the OS?
It's just a firmware update to that launcher that I described earlier.
And that'll just happen automatically, you know, when you're doing your updates. That's fantastic.
Exactly. So basically anything that's available on Android or anything that's available through any streaming service, now you can just take all those games with you on the go.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to let you go, Will, because we're running up against the top of the hour, which is when we need to wrap up. But Will Powers, Razor, will you hang out a little bit? I know you're going to stay with us on the stream, but will you hang out in the chat a little bit if people have any more questions? Yes, he says
I
yes.
I got you.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Jeff, you want to say anything?
Oh, great to see you, Will.
To Will and anybody else?
Yeah. When you open up a Philly store, you know who will cut the ribbon.
There you go.
It's already open, actually, in King of Prussia.
Oh, I didn't get the
poles are already greased.
Awkward. Well done.
All right. Thanks, Will. We'll see you next time. Thanks, buddy. All right, gang. We're going to – what do you think? Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's great.
It's just such
a – The screen is gorgeous.
Absolutely. Yeah, the screen can't overstate it enough. The screen looks amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun there. We're actually running – we're almost out of time here. Jeff, you and I were going to play Madden, but I don't think we have any time.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is it really necessary? Like, we know –
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's the unveil. Here we go. Look at this.
By the way, I'm a Giants fan, so this hurts because you all eliminated us from –
Here's the thing. You all did better than you expected. You didn't weren't even supposed to make the
playoffs.
I appreciate
that.
So, yeah, moving that mic and Fly Eagles Fly. Can I sing the song?
I mean,
yes.
You sing
do you all want to hear me sing the song?
No.
Absolutely not.
We got
first for Philly, though, too.
All right, we're going to Super Bowl. For those of you who don't know, Madden, the Super Bowl is here in the United States. It's this weekend. Madden is available now on Game Pass through EA Play, so you should check that out. By the way, we forgot to show off the controller.
That thing's so awesome.
This beautiful new controller that is available now. You've seen this one?
Whoa. That is the Stellar Shift Special Edition wireless controller.
So crazy. Yep.
The newest member of the Shift Special Edition series. You might remember the Lunar Shift or... I really like the Aqua Shift. It's like iridescent.
It's iridescent.
Very nice.
So, is it purple? Is it blue? You're both right.
Depends on your perspective.
Yes, exactly.
The answer is
I love about this, and you mentioned this, kind of in one of our meetings, but the grips on the back are original. Like, depending, like each controller has a different pattern because it's made from a certain material, right?
I don't know if this part is unique, but what I do know is that it is. It's not just textured, but rubberized as well.
Oh, right. Yep. Love the rubberized.
Yep. Right. Good.
It's so nice.
Good stuff. I want to make sure we call that. That's available now. This is a great little addition to our collection of controllers that we have available. Xbox has some of the best ones.
I'd say so. A quick shout out so that we have a couple. There's more controllers. We always have really awesome controllers. The next ones you see, I have some pretty cool merch I designed to accompany them. So I'm just going to do a little tease.
Don't get in trouble. Okay.
Yeah, I can see Daniel right now turning over.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap up now because we've got to get going, and the studio is they're going to shut the lights off on us because we need to pay rent. But thank you, everybody. Thank you in the chat, and thank you if you're watching on Twitter, on Twitch, on YouTube, Facebook, here on Twitch. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to Malik for joining us as well. And Jeff Corse, and of course, special guest Mr. Mono Smith, bringing in the merch.
Yeah. Merch. Gear.
I know, merch. Anyway.
Don't call it swag.
No. Do you guys want to say anything before we go? Jeff, programming note, we don't have a show next week because Jeff and I and our team have something going on, so we're not going to be able to record the show. But you can find us on Schultz. Jeff, where do they find you to complain about the Eagles game?
There's nothing to complain about, but
you guys can win.
So anyway, and then Malik, where do they find you?
At Malik Prince. And again, next Thursday, we're playing some Apex, me and Ethan. We're going to get all of the wins.
All right. And James, can people find you on social?
Yeah. I'm on Twitter, @FazMattis8, but it's hard to...
I'll put a link off to you. Anyway, thank you, gang, in the chat. You can find me on Twitter @MajorNelson. Thank you for watching the show this week. I'm going to probably put it up as a VOD later on this weekend. It won't be today, but we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Nobody? Nobody?
I thought you were doing EA Sports.
Yeah.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.